Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Good evening. And we're here for another hour or so on a Friday evening where my guest, once again, is Chris Garcia with me this evening. So let's see if we can find Chris.
Yes, I'm right here, Ken. What's up?
There he is. Look, say, I told you. Okay. Right then.
I just wanted to say one thing before we start. I'm going to dedicate this to my loving dog, my dog that I love, Skywalker. Just wanted to let y'all know, guys, that I'm dedicating this show to him. So just much love to you guys. And if y'all want to call in, you're more than welcome. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, Ken.
Okay.
Do we have any callers? Do we have any callers, Ken?
Pardon?
Do we have any callers?
We do indeed. So, top of the form, Yvonne?
Hi, hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Yvonne.
How can I help you, Yvonne?
Hi, I was wondering, is there any messages from Spirit for me?
Do you have any general questions, or are you just going to see what messages come through?
I just want to see what comes through for me.
Okay, well, let's see what we've got. I've used this different cards. I'm using different ones each time. It's kind of just the tarot. I always have my tarot, but just sometimes I'm calling to use different ones. So we'll see. And what's your name again?
Yvonne.
Okay. What does Yvonne need to know? Okay, here we go. Okay. So the gratitude card came out, and the hope card came out, and the child's love card came out. So that's why the gratitude is, I was being told just to be grateful and focus on what, you know, the blessings that you do have, and just appreciate what life is. And, you know, just, I'm not saying that you are, but I'm being told that just not to complain and be grateful for everything that God and the universe has provided you with. So that's what I'm being told right now, just to know that, you know, just know that there's a lot more blessings coming your way. And that, you know, just like I said, be grateful. And then the second part I got was hope. There's a lot of hope that you feel like things need to get better. You want things to get better. And you do want to change, and you just don't want to go back to old, what I'm being told is go back to old patterns. That's your old habit. You want a big change. And they're telling me whatever you're going through, you're at your lowest point. You just know that you're struggling with a situation or someone specific in your life. But there's always hope, and there is a change. And so I do see a positive change. It's just that you just got to be willing to accept that change.
Okay, yes, I am.
And then the child's love card came out with this love between a parent and a child is unconditional. It goes in during the earth, and know that the child, you know, they're always with you, is what I'm being told. And then you need to trust your inner guidance. And I feel like you're kind of like you have this cloud over you, kind of just, I'm kind of confused. So to speak. So I feel that you need some enlightenment in your life. And I feel that, you know, you're probably around the wrong people, or people are just around you, but you attract people that are, what I was told, not good for you. But that needs to change too. And that's not really all your fault. It's your fault. You need to draw people that are not good for you, and they're not, their energy is not good. I would just try to avoid conflict. And just don't get yourself involved in other people's issues. I feel like you're always a giver. I want to continue to the last month that others think of, but when it comes to you, you jump the gun and you're always there. Well, I'm being told, Yvonne, that shit needs to change. Think of Yvonne, it's time to think of yourself.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Be welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Yvonne. Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I'm just taking this mic off for just a moment. You might have seen a post that I put up on Facebook there, ladies and gents. And I put it in the group as well. We're having some sound problems recently. We've mentioned it over the 11 year period we've been on air about people using their speaker phones. Now, it is assumed that Ken's a bit of an idiot sometimes, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And in all honesty, you know, we don't do anything wrong from this end. We're set up quite thoroughly, quite professionally, albeit with just the basics. But we don't have the microphone on top of the speaker, and the microphone is always a fair distance away from the speaker. So there's no feedback coming from this end. And the feedback that we've observed over time is coming because people will not listen and do as they're told. And basically, it spoils it for other callers, yeah? And it spoils it for listeners when they listen to the show back as well. It spoils it for Chris, of course, and the readers, because it means that they have to try and understand what you are saying through the garble, yeah? And if you're using a speakerphone, please, please consider the other people, and please consider the reader, yeah? It's very difficult to hear you when you can hear your own voice coming back, yeah? So please, please. Okay, let's see where we're going. Wendy?
Hello. Thank you so much, Ken. Hello, Chris. Hello? Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Wendy from California, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine.
Last time we talked, I was talking about if we were going to be fortunate to find a place because the cost of living has risen so much. And I said, well, maybe we can just stay here. And you made a comment that it would be to our advantage to move. And I feel like I should know more about that. Is it because the managers are not very friendly, or why do you think it'd be to our advantage to move?
I think it would help. That's what I was told. That's what I was being guided to. So that's what I feel that you need to move. It would help you to be in an area where you're more pleasant energy. Their negative energy is kind of like a very toxic. And that's what I was told. So that's kind of the energy that I was getting with that. So it's kind of like something that you would need to benefit from. So that's the kind of feeling and energy that I feel from that. I feel that you need to be in a great area. And that's what I was told. Now, for some reason, I was told to pull these cards for you. they're called the Shaman Wisdom cards. So I was told to pull them. So sweet grass is feminine, north, sun, and air. And it says that I travel to the Great Spirit Father. I call in all what is good, and I am your guardian. You need to expand your ability to communicate your intentions to others. May sweet smoke elevate from you, from the physical to the spiritual world, from the profound, sacred, from the original to the expanded. My pleasant aroma receives stress and reduces anxiety. I'm aromas and I'm dreams. So I'm being told that you probably need sweet grass to clear the space. It's also saying...
I agree.
Okay.
A better environment.
Yeah, it's a
right.
better environment. And then on top of that, I get the card getting 9. It's saying to the east, feminine spring, child fire. These are called the shaman wisdom cards. This is just my fourth reading I've done with these. So I'm being told, for some reason, I'm being told with these without even reading the book. It's weird because I'm tapping into them. I see something with the east, something about the east side of town to the east, into the woods. And then be looking for pine, something with pine trees or something that be similar to pine.
Okay. That sounds
so
nicer.
I don't know if that makes sense to you. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah,
that
does, actually. Yes, thank
okay.
you. And also, regarding the ongoing issue regarding my new desk, I really love this desk. They don't make it anymore, but what's come up is that the desk is defective. The top is pulling away from the bottom of the desk. It's bowing. And I sent pictures to the manager, Rani, R-A-N-I, and she's saying, well, she'll pick it up and give me back all my money, or she'll give me 20% off. I don't want to let go of the desk, but I think 20% is pretty cheap. I think she should give me more off because I don't see how she could sell it. And two furniture restoration places say in about 4 years I'll have to replace the top of the desk. Will she offer more of a discount? Like, I think 50% would be fair, but do you think she'll give more money back than 20%?
Personally, I don't feel that they would, but I'm not the business. You would have to call them to get a hold of them. I would say that they would probably replace it. But for an exchangement, you might have to, they'll probably try to credit you, and you might have to pay a little difference. I don't know how much, but maybe finish, or they might just reimburse you and say, you know what, we can't fix it for you. We're going to refund you with a total amount of money.
Yeah, no, they can't fix it. And they don't make this desk anymore. And I feel like I was meant to get this desk. It's very special to me. So I think I'm going to keep it. I just hope that I am glad I make this decision, and I'll try to get the most discount I possibly can. And so my next step is to start applying remotely for customer service working from my bedroom so that we can qualify to move to a new apartment. Do you still see my sister Leslie and I moving around April, May?
I would say yes. That's what I'm being told.
All right. Well, Chris, what color do you think the apartment building is, if you had to pick a color?
Hold on, I'm trying to see what kind of color comes up to me. What color would it be? I think like a beige.
All right. And outside my bedroom window, right now outside my bedroom window is a carport, which I hate. I hope that the next place that it's more of a prettier atmosphere outside my bedroom window.
Yes, I would say that it would be better.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would say that's what I'm being told. So I would say that it would be beneficial for you to get out. So, so that's what I was told. Sorry, I'm just laughing about some stuff, but but that's what I was told. I would say it's more like to the east of you. Okay, I just dropped a card. Are you serious? Okay, I'm done. Still says east. I'm being told for you to move east. So I dropped the card, and I was putting in a shuffle, and the card just popped out. So that's very significant. cards just don't pop out for random. So I was
So what card popped out?
The East, with the same card that I told you, with my native card. The East kept popping out.
Oh, okay. So the East card popped out. And what's the deck that you're working with today?
Well, I'm using the Oracle and then the Shaman Wisdom cards. I'm using a number of cards right now. I'm just guided to whatever I can do.
Sure. Well, thank you, and God bless. And I heard the bell. So God bless you, Chris, and thank you, Ken. I appreciate both of you.
Thank you, Wednesday. Now, along with myself, I know that Wendy does have to wear aids, hearing aids, and they're working quite well there at the moment because you can hear that if Wendy can do it, then everybody can do it, you know. And Wendy says that got the cell phone. Now, what will usually happen with hearing aids and a cell phone, yeah, is that you get feedback off the hearing aids, yeah? So if Wendy can do it, then you can all do it, because the simplicity itself, you do not put your hearing aid or your speaker near to the microphone, yeah? If you're going to switch your speaker phone on while you're calling in, your microphone is going to pick up everything, yeah? So simplicity, we've been asking for 11 years. We want recent shows. We're getting call queues in excess of 10 to 12 people per show. Although we're not getting the voluntary appreciation button being pressed, we'll carry on for as long as possible. But I will tell you that without some voluntary appreciation being made, then the shows will close eventually, you know, and we closed down for a month. We was not going to start back again. We come back because we can't do without you. And let's hope that you feel the same way about us, yeah? So, okay, I'm not going to talk too much this evening. I do realise that we've only got an hour. So let's see. Okay, and here's a lovely lady that's always done right. Holly.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Where am I? I'm doing fine. Who am I speaking to?
Holly from Seattle. That's why he's... Good. I just want to change jobs. Like, what do you see for that on location-wise? Like northeast, west, or south of my location, and how fast can I get out of here?
Okay. So are you asking for a time frame or just – because I got time frame cards, they'll give me an estimate. But I haven't taken those out. But so let's see what we got with the shaman cards. So let's see. Okay. So what's your name again?
Say again?
What's your name?
Holly McCauley, Seattle.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you, Holly. Let's see what we say with this. Okay, so the rose card came out. Okay, so I don't know why, but I'm seeing like a very native area. I see. I don't even know why.
Did you say native?
Yes, ma'am. Very native.
Okay.
I would say like in an area was very sacred, that would resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when would you be moving out? Let me see, when would she be moving out? Can you tell me when would she move out? I would say within a month or two is what I'm thinking. Now, the month, let me see, what's going to be more specific? What month?
Good.
Okay, I'm getting... April time frame. But you can manifest it faster if you want to get the hell out of there. I would say just put manifestation into the universe, and the universe will provide you to what is available to you. And the universe will also help you in what direction you need to take. Because right now I feel like you need fulfillment and you need to relocate. So in other words, you need to like start fresh. The energy seems very, very heavy. I don't know why. I'm seeing very heavy. And then all of a sudden, I don't even know where you're from. I wouldn't say recommend, but maybe this is something of your past life or something, but I keep hearing Chicago.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know what that means. Maybe it's something of the past. Sometimes I get random just things, and maybe it's just something that seems very familiar. And now, now I'm understanding where I get Chicago from. I'm getting Chicago from the movie, Karate Kid. Okay. And I see the sea, something to do with the ocean. I don't know where they made that movie from, but if I wanted to bet on it, I want to say California.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's just what I'm being told. Am I not resonating?
I don't want to. Yeah.
Huh?
I like Washington. I don't want to go to California.
But it doesn't. But that's the thing. You got to understand, spirit's going to give you what you want, not what you need. It's going to give you what you want. So the spirit is going to do what's beneficial for you. That's what people don't get understand is that you're not going to get your way all the time. And that's one thing you're going to be open to it. And see, and I'm being told that you're stubborn. So you're going to stick with Washington or with up in the east, but not all the time it's going to work for you. Now, if you want to stay in the east, then you might want
to
consider
it's hard to hear you.
Below Washington.
Are you talking into the phone?
Yes, ma'am. I'm talking right into the phone because I'm on headphones.
Oh, it's hard to hear you.
But that's what I'm being told. I would say to further down east. If you want to stay in the areas where it's cold, I would say go further down east. So that would be more beneficial. If you like the colder weather, then stay up in the east. But
yeah,
sometimes you don't always get what you want. And the thing about me, I've noticed, and it's crazy with me, is that when I read people, I manifest what I say. So it's when I connect to what comes out of my mouth is exactly what's going to happen. And I can tell you that my friends are listening to the show, like my friend Kimmy, Deb, and I think Tina, I believe, they can tell you that when I say something, it comes out legit exactly to the T. Or it can be
yeah, I'll let you know if
maybe,
it does.
But I can tell you, there might be even the street that
now I can hear you.
So there might be a street that might see, this is what I'm seeing. I don't know why, but I'm seeing California, but now they're telling me that it could be a street name, possibly. So, you never know.
It's hard to hear you again. There's something wrong with your microphone.
No, because I'm on headphones. I'm being told.
There's something wrong with your headphones.
So, but that's what I was told. So, do you have any other questions?
Yeah. Do I have a case against the company I'm working for now?
Do you have a case against the company?
Yeah, do I have any legal, like if, could I file a case against them? Do I have enough?
If you got proof, okay, does she got proof for them, yes or no? Okay, I'm being told yes, you got proof for that. Yes, you do. As long as you sign your T's and dot sign it, you should be perfectly fine. The only thing is that you're going to start, that when you do fight for it, you're going to have enemies among the people that you thought you could trust. I'm just giving you no FYI. If you go that route, you will have enemies among the people that you worked with in the past. If you file to take them to court, because I don't know why I'm seeing court, but it's not going to be a pretty ending picture. I'm just letting you know up front. It's not going to be just going to be all smiles and shit. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be talking shit, so...
Yeah, court's never fun.
So,
and then I have another lady that's a different lady suing the company, and she wants to pull me into her case. Am I going to have to be in her case, or can I avoid it?
Can she avoid the case? I'm being told, yeah, you can avoid it.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you couldn't hear me, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you. All right. Oh, people still calling in, look. Okay, where are we? Brenda.
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you today?
I'd like to have a message from my mom.
You want a message from your mom? Let's see if she'll come through, if she's ready for you to even hear what she's got to tell you. So let's see what your mom says.
Okay.
If she allows it, which I'm pretty sure she will, but you never know. Sometimes it's just depending on if you're ready to hear it. Okay, so. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. So kind of what I was told is to trust. The first part is to trust your intern knowledge. Being told you think you need to get an area where you're more, feel that you're safe and more familiar with the energy, and that you need to have more boundaries. Is what I'm being told. And then I'm being told with the intuitive magic card came up and saying that she has been coming to you, giving you different type of signs. And I'm seeing like the word caution, stop in my head. I don't know why. That's just what I'm seeing with that. And I feel that if you want to connect with her on a empathic level, I'm being told for you. Ooh, one card just slipped out. Whoa, okay. Okay, my tarot just slipped. Okay, that's just insane. Okay, so besides grounding yourself, I would say just to be focused because right now you're distracted and you're unfocused and you're irritated and impatient. But the signs are there, though. I'm being told that. Now, with the tarot card, the hangman card came up, and it represents kind of like kind of like, is this stuff ever going to change? Kind of feeling I get. Like the hangman card is being willing to commit and taking the time to make that change. And that's what I'm seeing for that. So it's kind of like I feel that some part of you feels guilty of something, but you need to let that go. Whatever guilt you have, you need to get rid of that. And then also it says that insight requires through self-sacrifice, so you might have to sacrifice and be more disciplined. And just know that you got to believe that you know that there were changes, and there's a transition that's about to happen with this hangman card. So there is going to be a change. It doesn't always have to mean that you're tied up. It's just that there's like obstacles that are trying to tie you up, but I'm being told that you will get released from it. And then the magician card just came out. So I'm being told law of attraction is what's coming out, new opportunities, and you just need to pay attention to the signs. The signs are there. Hopefully that resonates. And she said that also that the word betray came out, which is seven of swords. I feel that whoever you were talking to, she wasn't too thrilled about, like kind of the person wasn't like trustworthy. So she just said, stay alert. And all you got to do is call on her and she will come to you. And she's also in Mercury. Your mom is nurturing you through this time. And I feel like during this time, it's kind of part of you died. This was, I'm being told, like a part of you died, and now it's kind of, you just want that transition of rebirth and starting over. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
The what?
Sure does. Yeah, it makes sense a whole lot.
So just know that she's always around you, and don't ever feel that she's not. I mean, I feel that you have this kind of self-doubt. But I've been told that if you change that, So that's what I'm seeing. I feel that if you have self-doubt, that might just encourage you to feel that she's not with you. The evil's at play right now, so it's kind of like you just got to rethink and reevaluate. Ooh, that big word. Okay, I'm getting stronger words now. You need to reevaluate your situation and look with it from within, is what I'm being told.
Okay.
Is that okay? That's what she's telling me to tell you. Look from within.
Okay, I will do that.
And I hope that makes a lot of sense. And for some reason, as I'm connecting to you, I feel like I'm seeing tears coming down your eyes, even though I can't see you. But in my head, I see tears. Because I think it's because it hits home. Oh, wow. Okay, I got another message from you. The song Steve V is coming up, and it says, "Because I Love You." So that's a spiritual message through music. So she says that she's there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just put that song. She is there.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, she passed away last Thursday. So.
Oh wow. Well, I'm sorry. I give you my condolences.
It's still pretty fresh.
Yeah. So just maybe that's another reason why you feel that you needed to hear from her, but just kind of like clear your mind, even though it's fresh. Because it's still like you're still grieving. So I should give it about a week. She'll probably contact you since it's too fresh. Don't be surprised if she comes to you in dreams. And I would recommend getting a journal and writing your dreams because she will come to you.
Oh, okay. So, a little bit. Yeah.
And
okay.
And I give you my condolences.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You have a good one.
You too.
Thank you, Brenda. I'm pleased to accept our condolences from the station here. Okay. Now, that's very brave there, you know, ladies and gents. Very brave for Brenda there. It shows great spirit as well, ladies and gents. I'm sorry about that. That's the sound of our bell coming across. Okay. But shows great spirit there is what I wanted to say. When you can accept that your loved ones have gone into the spirit world and, you know, to show that acceptance so quickly, it's amazing. It really is, because a lot of people, you know, it takes a long time to adjust. The grieving process never really ends, you know. So thank you there, Brenda, for sharing that with us this evening. Okay, all right. Where are we going? Christy.
Hello, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you see any or get any messages about me moving, as I'm supposed to be moved today and I'm not. And, yeah, I guess moving.
I want to know if you're moving. Is that correct?
Well, I'm supposed to be moving, and I'm on my way out. I just haven't found a place yet.
So what are you asking, basically?
Do you see a move for me anytime soon, or is it later version rather than sooner?
Okay. I just want to make sure I got it right so you can hear me.
No, no problem. I'm just, like, all over the place, and I'm my landlord's not nice. And
but I was told right now that there's a lot of things in the work, because the Two of Pentacles came up. There is a challenge with this move, but I do feel that the victory card is coming up, so the six of wands is coming up, so there is victory coming up. So that's what I'm being told, okay? So let me see what I should, okay, so let me see. If she moves, can you tell me when? Okay, for some reason, I'm thinking sometime in March is what I see. Sometime in March.
Okay.
So I think if you start gathering up everything, that's what I'm seeing. Now, with the energy, it seems like there's a lot of confliction. There's a lot of confusion. Even though you want to move, there's kind of that feeling, am I making the right choice moving? Is this the right move for me? Now I'm going to ask my guide, the right move for her to move, yes or no? Yes, it's the right move. Right move, it's the right move. And as a matter of fact, there is a shift in February, and I don't know if others are seeing this shift. There's a big shift in February. A lot of stuff is going to be kind of like spring energy coming into March. So there's going to be a lot of open doors and road openings. So during this time, there's a lot of things that are like in the middle. I'm seeing something with the middle, and I don't know if it's Mercury retrograde or what's going on, but I'm seeing that some things that we're in with the moon is affecting a lot of decisions with the moon phases. So it's kind of like has to do with astrology. So there's a lot of weird shifting going on right now. So that's probably why. Yeah, I feel that you're confused, and I'm being here annoyed because you're just like, I want the fuck out of here, you know. And
My landlord's not nice.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, all right.
She makes me feel like I've done wrong, and she just like, I think bipolar. And I'm not doing that to be mean because it's an honest disease, but she just makes me question myself, and I have no reason to question myself. And one day it's good, the next day it's bad, and I don't know why, and it just hurts because I'm not that type of person to be, like, going all over the place, and it's just wearing me down.
I know, and I can hear you crying, and you know what I was told? Oh, Lord, I don't even know why. I've been told to tell you this. I've been told that you're, like, grieving. You're grieving because you thought that where you're at right now was the right place for you. And with her being, like, you know, being bipolar or schizophrenic or whatever she is, because I kind of feel like she has kind of very, like, this very, very aggressive energy I feel with her. And she's very direct,
yeah.
But she can be very mean at the same time. And with being a little emotional, it kind of overwhelms them. That makes them feel less of themselves, like you're not worthy of happiness. And personally, I feel like, even though you're the person that is renting, or I don't know if you're the tenant, because I'm hearing the word tenant.
Yeah, I am.
You're living. Okay, so that is validated. Okay, so then that means that, personally, I sense a lot of anger and jealousy, and basically what all that she's doing to you, she's actually, if she's mean to you, everything that she says to me, she's reflecting on herself. So I'm being told to tell you, don't let her get the best of you because she's the one that's got the physical and mental issues, okay?
She does. I don't know why I let her because, like, one day she's really nice and she tells me all these good things I've done and the property's in better condition than when I moved in. And then the next day, like, literally nothing's happened overnight and she's just this whole other person. And I don't get it and I just don't understand. And she belittles me and I'm not understanding why.
Yeah, but I think so that you're going to get through it and my prayers are with you, and I'm sorry that you're going through that. I'm going to send you some prayer and energy and healing and redirection to find your, you know, where you're meant to be. And right now, I feel like I'm about to cry because I, being an empath and what I do, it's I take on a lot of y'all's pain, the clients and the stuff that I help, and I know that it's not my energy. I have to just claim it for that one time, and then I release it back to you know, the energy, and I just wanted to tell you that it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Just keep yourself up. Keep your, I know that you have people to support you, and I got the one song that I'm being told to tell you. Tell me if this resonates with you, okay? I'm hearing the song, Stand By Me. Stand By Me is what I'm hearing for you. So I'm being told that you need to call on God. call on the Lord upstairs and call on him and just, you stand by me,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to help you. He's going to help you. Okay?
Okay. I'm glad to hear.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't know.
You're welcome. It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, Krista. Okay, where are we then? Oh, Lance has gone somewhere, disappeared. Never mind. Okay, Kelly.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
I was just doing something real quick.
Oh, okay.
I can hear. I was doing something real quick. But I have to
keep,
I'm going through something right now, so if I stay quiet, I'm just doing something real quick. So how can I help you?
Hi, Chris, this is Teresa.
Yes, how can I help you?
I had heard that she was having problems hearing you, so I wasn't sure. I'm just calling to see. Everybody's been telling me for the longest there's somebody I'm supposed to meet. Well, where is he? I've been hearing this for a year. How am I going to meet him?
Have I read you before?
No.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I have that, because sometimes every reader is different. So I'm just saying, because I thought I've read you before. Your energy seems very familiar to me. I don't know why I'm just being told to tell you that. Your energy sounds very familiar, like I've talked to you before. But that maybe that's just spirit talking. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see what we got. Okay, so, crazy, the King of Cups came up. There is a man in your life. It says that he is there, and he's kind of like in between, which basically meaning that, hold on, I'm feeling like you haven't came across him yet, and I've been told that, even though I don't know what the other readers have told you, I'm being told that they have told you, hold on, sorry, somebody was texting me, I can't believe that. Okay, hold on, I'll get that in a minute, hold on, sorry. He's a sensitive man, that is a person that is very in tune with his, he's got charisma, he's very artistic, he's got potential, someone that is attractive, well-loved, and very self-absorbed.
he is not self-absorbed?
That he is.
Oh, no.
And I'm being told that this guy is one that will keep secrets, but it will come out. It's just a matter of time for you to get it out of him. The Five of Cups came up, and it says represents law. So it's kind of like disappointment, frustration, expectation. It says that a relationship was suddenly cut short. There is some hope that remains, but you're feeling despaired and overwhelmed. And I'm being told with you, you're very irritated. And people that have told you that he's been coming, it's kind of like, where is this guy? Why hasn't he been around my circle? Well, sorry to say this, but he's not around you at this specific time. It's kind of like whoever told you that. I don't know if they gave you a deadline, but I'm going to see if I can give you a time frame. So let's see what the time frame cards have to say. Okay, can you give me a time frame on this guy? Time frame. Can you give me a time frame on this guy? The time frame. Okay, I want you to tell me a number. Can you give me a number? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Wow, okay. Well, it's telling me 4 months. These go by months, weeks, even decades, but I'm being told 4 months from now. So that would be April time frame. I'm being told that it would be in time frame of, you know, of April. I want to say it's going to be somewhere in the teen. I don't know why, but I keep seeing, hold on. I keep hearing the 16th. Okay. So, and then I see the prosperity card, that Ten of Pentacles, says that you will be, also known, let me rephrase that, he will be moving and he'll be closer to you because he's not on where you're at. And I feel like I see a new house or a house that's rented, and I think that's how you're going to come across. I'm not saying you're moving there. I just feel that you're going to meet each other in a random way is what I'm being told. And that's probably why the other readers told you were supposed to meet him, but they just didn't give you a time frame. But I just feel that he was in your energy field, but not he's not physically there. He's more in the spiritual aspect because he's far away from you. It's just that you've been waiting for a long time, and it's kind of like what I was told is that they should have given you a time frame for at least a year of when, but they were just telling you this and this and this and this, and you're like, damn, I don't see this guy. Where is he at? You know? So I do see that this coming year, you will meet that man. Now, if you don't, then there is some blockage around you. And there's a crossroads that have interfered with your relationships. And I do feel that's what I'm getting, that I feel like they're interfering with your road opener to fulfill your happiness when it comes to your love. Everything else is okay except your relationship status. So just to be, to break that in case if somebody is doing energy on you, I would say get the blockbuster candle, okay? Or you can get a, hold on, what else can she get? Okay. You can get St. Jude, or you can get a uncrossed candle to remove all that bad juju. And witchcraft can be involved in this, but I'm not sensing that. It's more just energy. People just don't want you happy, so they sent you that energy. Because I'm being told you should have met him, but you both were at the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's why you haven't met him. So by April, ma'am, by April you will meet him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Kelly. Ah, wonderful. Okay, people are still calling. Well, let's see where we are. And there's the beep. Okay. Okay. Tisha.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Can I get a general reading?
Okay, so let's see what I'm being told to use for you. Okay, are you telling me tarot or oracle? Hold on, I'm asking my guys, is it tarot or oracle? Okay, tarot, okay. All right, tarot, you're talking to me. So let's see what you got to say. Yeah, I'm getting a feeling for the medicine card, but I'll see why. I'll find out in a little bit. Okay. Oh, Lord. Are you serious? Okay, I'm done. All right. I'm being told the devil card came out for you. I hate that shit. So with that being said, there is outside influences, kind of just, kind of just getting in the way is what I'm being told. This kind of energy that doesn't seem very nice. I'm being told it's very nasty.
Very nasty.
And then it has boundaries. What the hell did I just say? That obsessive? Abductive? Okay. Okay, so what I'm being told is that this energy is very nasty. I would recommend to get some clear quartz, and I'll get some sweet grass and start smudging. Hold on. Okay, if there is somebody doing it, I need to ask, person or is it a thing that's doing it? I think it's just, okay, they're telling me the person. Okay. And I'm being told that you're supposed to come into an inheritance. That Knight of Pentacles comes up and it represents inheritance. And I feel that, I don't know why, but I feel like there's energy that kind of just doesn't want you to get this inheritance. Mm. And I feel like a lot of energy that is trying to block you from getting it. But I'm seeing medical with the Page of Wands, seeing that you're very spirit and you reach for the stars, I'm being told to tell you. The Moon card just came up, so there's a lot of Moon energy. It's affecting the cycle and affecting your sleeping, your thought. But the next Moon you get, I would recommend doing some Moon water and spray yourself down with it. Put a clear quartz inside of it and spray your whole damn house, girl. Because whatever this shit is, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you want to know specific on what it is and how did it come, or you just want to just forget that part.
Yeah, well, where did it come from? Is it from this lifetime or something I did? I think it's something from a past lifetime. I'm pretty sure.
You think it's from the past or the present? Okay, it came from the past.
Yeah.
I'm being told it came from the past. So whatever you did, you have to figure out what that is. And for some reason, I did see the Tower card come up for some reason, even though I didn't stop, but I was shuffling. And the energy I get is very cluttered and very just, yeah, I think it's something of the past.
Mm-hmm.
More of just magical, which I don't feel like you did it. I think it was been done to you. It's kind of like a curse that was from the past, which is very, very, very unusual because I don't know about all that stuff. I do, but
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in curses coming from the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that in that lifetime, you were a different person. So whatever
right.
it is, you have to reconnect with it. And I would say you need either to go into a shaman and go to a trance and see what they can figure out. And I would say a past life aggression would be good for you. And
okay.
a cleansing would be good for you too. And I was told for them to rub you down with clear quartz in the tower crystals. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I'm seeing them rubbing you down with a crystal, whoever this is. I say it's either a shaman or a medicine person. I feel that once they do that, they would remove these barriers or whatever. In this time, in the past, it would be removed. So you need kind of removal work being done. And then once that remove work is done, things will get back to, you'll start feeling the shift.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. All right.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome. Hopefully that resonates with you.
Yeah, it does, 100%.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah.
What I'm here for.
Thanks, Keisha. Let me see where we are. Tasha?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. This is Tasha.
How can
Hi,
I help
Chris.
You? I'm just talking in my voice. I'm sorry. I just have that sense of humor at times. So how can I help you?
A general reading. Any messages from spirit.
Okay.
From my, from my family or spirit.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you. Sure. Okay. Oh, my Lord. Have mercy. Okay. So let's see what we got. Okay. So I'm doing the medicine cards right now. And the dolphin is saying that you have a leaping of energy right now. So you're just like coming out of the water. Being like, it's
right. For after 4 or 5 years, I went through hell.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's some creepy shit. Okay. Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay. Then the 46, the raccoon came up, and it represents protection. I do feel that you're a general protector.
Yeah.
You have to put some kind of protection energy around you. And then the hawk card is coming up. Is that the god of the god? The hawk represents almonds and signs. And it also represents the godfather. Don't know why I said that, but I'm sensing that the hawk can represent the male aspect. So I'm being told that your spirit guide is a male. One of your spirit guides is coming very strong. So they're going to clear all this bad shit and remove it.
Good.
So I feel like I'm being told you're sick of it. I'm being told that you're tired of this shit. That's what I'm seeing.
Right.
So that's what I'm seeing with that, okay? And then the last card, that just validates what I just came out, and it says that you need a cleansing. You need to remove some kind of energy. That would say to do some chakra clearing. Okay, I'm going to ask, what
kind
of chakra
does it
mean?
Yep, I've been doing it.
Okay, what does it need to be removed? Is it any particular chakra that needs to be removed? Just hold on, I'm going to stay quiet for a second. What chakra needs to be removed? Okay, first I'm going to get the crown chakra. Weird as I'm talking to you, I don't know why I'm getting this feeling. This is so weird. I'm actually getting this kind of sensation of like spiders crawling on my head. Don't know why. That's so random.
But I've been
like
clearing my chakras, though. I've been working on that, clearing my chakras.
Okay, have you been using Palo Santo and sweetgrass?
Huh?
You need to use Palo Santo and sweetgrass. You also need cedar, too. You need some cedar around you and burn it.
I had sage. That's it. I've been burning sage.
Well, stages of amplifying it, it's not getting rid of it. For some reason, I've been told that sage is not getting rid of it. It's just even, it's kind of keeping it at bay, comes back. So you need something stronger.
Oh.
You need more Native American. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm hearing Bigfoot. Not Bigfoot, Blackfoot, sorry. Blackfoot Indian. Okay.
Okay,
I don't know why, but I'm seeing Blackfoot, and I see something very Native, and you know what is weird? I don't even know why I'm seeing this, because I've never seen this in my life, but I'm being told to tell you. Do you know what Apache tears are?
No. Okay.
So, and even though I don't know, well, this is what I'm being told, is it removes obstacles. And what it does, it gets rid of, it absorbs the tears and all the thing that you've had. So it's kind of like an absorber. Like it's almost like an obsidian, and it absorbs the stone. But you always have to, cleanse it every so often. I've never heard of that, Apache tears, but I'm being told that you need this stone, and it would help you. And then you need sodacite, would be like a greenish, bluish stone. And that's what I'm seeing with that. So, and I would say you need to get something stronger besides sage. I'm not saying that sage does not work, but in this particular case, I'm being told that you're being laughed at right here and now. So whatever is around you is laughing at you, and it says, you ain't getting rid of me. You ain't getting rid of me. You're just embracing me. So you're giving it more power. So the thing, whatever it is, it laughs at sage. It doesn't do shit to it. It's just there. It keeps it at bay, but it comes back. And it's fine, and I find that very strange because I've used sage all my life. That's because I'm a Native American. But for some reason, I've been drawn to other herbs to burn. And I feel that you need something stronger of the land, and I keep seeing sweetgrass and cedar.
Okay.
So you might want to get that. You might want to get some of that, and that should clear that space.
Okay.
Anything else?
Any messages from
did you I would say just to do some breathing techniques and do some meditation.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Breathing meditation, I've been doing that.
Okay, what about, have you doing any sound? Any
sound meditation,
sound?
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
what about rain meditation? What about rain meditation? Rain, with rain.
Yeah, I've been doing that, yep.
Keep doing that, and that's gonna help it to get rid of some of the energy. So just keep doing it, and I'm being told that you are doing the right thing. So keep it up.
Okay.
And that's it, man.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm. Have a lovely day.
Okay. Tasha. Are you off your crystal store? Apache tear is a form of obsidian. It's black obsidian, and it has like an indentation in it that says to be the tears. It formed by the tears of the spirits of the Apache ancestors. Yeah, so it's very powerful. Crystal, yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Right. Maybe. I think we're on our last call. Jackie.
Hello.
Jackie.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
Yes. I just have a question about the people that I attract. How to handle them. I tend to attract people that they don't want to do anything, but they want to depend on me. Like even at work.
Wow.
Like I'll do all the work. And they're just draining.
Wow. Well, I'm being told that for some reason you are attracting psychic vampires, ma'am. You're attracting people that suck energy. You're having people that suck energy, and I'm being told that that is not good for you. and I'm being told that they are like, oh my God, I don't know why I put this card, but I'm seeing the shaman wisdom card, and I wish I could show you a picture, but it looks like thorns, and it's something silver, cinnamon, occasion chakra, and it has to do with air. And I'm being told that even though these cards are Native American, I see that they're bullying you, and they're taking advantage of who you are. And what I'm seeing is that it's not fair. And I think is that you're giving away because the card buffalo stood out. To me, it says the North Masculine Earth, and it says that you are a nurturer and that you're patient, you're determined, consistent, and constant, and step-by-step, that you're always able to be depended on. But I feel that, okay, this is so weird. This is something like the damn reading I got yesterday. You need to stop being a giver. You need to have some kind of balance and exchangement of energy. That if they want you to do everything, they got to get something in return. If they can give you some kind of donation, if they can't, and it's work related, then say, you know what, you want, you know what, can you, you know, I'll do this for you, but can you take me out to eat? That's an exchangement of energy, and I feel that you're not getting that exchangement. So when you're done, they suck the shit out of your energy and they drain the shit out of you. So what they're doing is they love your energy because it's very strong, and that gives them life force to keep going. While that's happening to them, you're just a cause that they just don't give two shits about you. And I'm being told that's fucked up, if you ask me.
I work with an older woman that I think is deliberately doing it, and I want to know how to stop her. And just make her, she stays in a corner, but she does absolutely nothing but interrupts me. But at the same time, she's she depends on me. She's supposed to be open, and she's not.
Well,
and,
that's,
you know, I treat her with kindness, but at the same time, sometimes I have to, like, pull my energy in, and then it gets worse.
Yeah, and it was funny because I see Native, and I see Wiccan in this. It's kind of like she's Wiccan. She has a lot of knowledge in witchery, and she's very good. She doesn't need any type of stones or anything. She could absorb just by looking at you. And I'm being told that this girl...
But why?
Or the lady knows it. I don't know. That's what I'm being told. And I would say to do... Hold on. Oh, Lord, now we're going back to old school. Okay. What I was told to tell you is to get a... Ooh, I can't believe I haven't heard this in years. You need to either get a shark tooth of a necklace. All right? A shark tooth.
A shark tooth?
Yes, ma'am. They have those in necklaces.
Okay.
Or you can get what was the other thing that I was thinking? Shark tooth, and there was this other one. It's a bone. I can't think of the name right now, but it's a bone necklace. I can't think of the name of it. But I would say look up Native necklaces and see what stands out. But for shark tooth,
okay.
It's very good to remove your prey and predators for people that do any kind of energy. And it's funny because I haven't said that or shared that with people, but I know a lot of different secrets that I don't share. But this one is one that I was told for you to share with you because the shark represents very territorial. So I think you need to claim your space and take back your power, baby. Take back your power. Take back your power, bro.
Do you see this woman? Do you see this woman leaving anytime soon?
Honestly, hold on. She's gonna leave anytime soon. I mean, not right now because I got the word no. But she will in time. But until then, you need to put some stronger
protection. Is she protecting herself or is she trying to hurt me?
She's doing both, sweetheart. She's doing both. She's hurting you and protecting herself.
Okay.
But little that she knows it, that shit comes back tenfold. So, yeah, it's going to happen to her in time, but it's all in due time is what I'm being told. All in due time. So,
but I don't understand it. I mean, I know she's getting up in age, but come on. And, like, everyone sees her. But, like, everyone deals with her gingerly because who she's related to, but she doesn't do anything.
Yeah, she's lazy and wanting everybody to just do her work. So that's what I'm being told. She's absorbing all of you in a way, and she's abusing her power with the power that she has. Not with her gift, but with her leadership and stuff. She's abusing it. She's using it the wrong way. So, yeah. Hopefully that
resonates. So going to backfire, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah. So try to get those necklaces if you can. And if you can't, then get an Ankh cross with the loop on the top of it. And I would say you start wearing protection when you go to this place. Or when you work, just go to wear this necklace, but make sure that you have this necklace inside your shirt, not outside.
My Ankh and that necklace.
Yeah, you can do either one. And if you want, you can call me. You just got to reach 210-974-3470. That's my number. Or you can ask Ken and he'll give it to you.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, man. Anytime. Anytime.
Okay, so we're slightly over the clock there, but that was the last call in, ladies and gents, until we do it all again next week, where Chris is back with me on Wednesday. Yes, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Okay. Have a good weekend, Chris, and we'll catch you on Wednesday, mate. Okay, right. That's it for this one then, ladies and gents. We're going to have a little piece of music to play out with, I think, this evening. Why not? Why not? Let's have a look, see what we've got. Yeah.